I'm telling you, this, I was in India 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Our next campaign is 100,000 young people in Jaipur, India. And I went to meet with my campaign director and get the totals for where, and we've got a 3 to 4 month window that our goal is 100,000 young people. And we're going to use SMS code to register the youth, because we're going to have a Johnson, the first guy who did a 360-degree flip, full circle, before Travis Pastrana. And he's on Team Faith out of Nashville. He's going to do a flip. Kids, young people are going to register. And, you know, we're farming out a lot of our internet stuff to India. So when he started building the website, it's India. He's Indian. As he started building the website, they said, the web developer said, you know what's going to happen. He's like, what? He goes, you're going to have 1.2 million youth register, so you have to have a big enough server to watch this in India. And we get 0.002 cents, it's 61 rupees to the dollar. So we get 0.002 cents advertising dollars for every youth who register. So at the end of the event, we will have $60,000 in the bank to roll over to the next campaign. And so the first one is the big jump. But then from there, it'll roll over 60,000, and we'll set the next campaign 2 to 3 months after that. I think it's 2 months before monsoon season. Then we'll do the next one at the end of monsoon season. And our goal is to have 6 major events. With the internet, we'll be able to reach 8 million youth in a year. And my Indian campaign staff, they do all the work. I just get to show up and preach. And wow, look what Eunice and Harvest doing. It's not me. It's us. It's us doing it. It's our partners in America. It's our partners in Europe. We have partners that give from one man. I could tell you his name, but I won't. In Ohio, he gives $5 a month. He faithfully sends in a check. I have another person from Europe. They give 4 figures a month. But I count every one of them important, because if you have 1 million people give $5 a month, it might not seem, that's $5 million. How many souls can we reach? Are you with me? Okay, I'm not going to talk about that too much, but we are always believing God for partners. So there's envelopes back there. I will make you special deals for stocking stuffers, okay? I'd like to leave with no books. So you say, I want 10 of those books. I'm going to get, and look through it, and if you don't like it, you can send it back to me. I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to send you the money back. That was it. Trying to lighten you guys. Ray's having the best. Ray, you want to sit in my seat? You are just, he's laughing. This is his first time here. Now, my challenge is that when I get sleep deprivated, you know how some people get angry? I get silly. My daughter is very similar to me. And so if I start getting too silly, you're going to realize, oh my gosh, he must be sleep deprivated. But I'm not going to tell you that. So here's our message today. To our message, I'm going to start it with ask. And then I'm going to tell you more after that. Turn with me. I was actually flying back from India two and a half weeks ago. I was in India, Jaipur for 1 day, Delhi for half the day, and I was in Dubai for 4 days. And I just had to land and look at the grounds. And on my way back, it's just amazing for me, because when I get in places with God, anybody know what I'm talking about? He just downloads something. This morning at 7 a.m., we're in the Cashman house. And he gave me an entire online campaign that's going to be hell is dot, dot, dot. And so I'm going to start it as soon as I get back home. I'm going to have hell is on my Facebook, on my ministry book, or my ministry Facebook, and on my Twitter. And then I started out, the first one is not a place for you. Because he says in Jude that some were snatching out of the fire, others were pulling with love. So if we're supposed to snatch them out of the fire, hell is not for you. Jesus actually talked more about hell, my understanding is, than anything else. We don't like to talk about hell, but I'm going to do a campaign, online campaign called Hell Is dot, dot, dot. And how many people do you think are going to click on that to see what it's about? And then I'm going to let people respond at the bottom. I'm sitting at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, you got to realize we just left Los Angeles. Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday. So that was 4 in the morning for me. And I had another epiphany in the Cashman house. But you're going to start seeing this. Hell is. Maybe we should do like billboards across America. Hell is dot, dot, dot. And people are like, what? Who are the preachers? Oh, hell is. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, okay. I'm not. Wouldn't it be awesome? You know how much flack I would take for that? Thankfully, I don't take flack for anything anymore. I'm joking. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. I'm going to talk to you about Elijah. And I'm trying to, when you got a really special meal. Okay, maybe not everyone's like this. You got like a really awesome meal coming to you, and you're just savoring it with your eyes. You're like, oh, I can't wait to eat. But you don't want to eat it because, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying? You know, like, because it's so awesome, and you're so, or you get like a, we were actually in Malibu Kitchen the other day, and they had a pumpkin pie. And for me, when I'm traveling all year, the pumpkin is always the end of the year for us. When you go. My wife put on there, we traveled from May 20th through September 20th. She says like 152 days. I wanted to put, but who's counting? Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. I got a tough crowd this morning, don't I? There we go, come on. At least Ray's smiling at every one of my jokes, and he's never even seen me before. So we're 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. Hopefully I got my right scripture here. Yes, I do. I know I do. So this is a story many of us are familiar with it, about Elisha and Elijah. And Elijah is getting his call home. It's time to go home. There's a transition going on. And it says, and so it was when they crossed over that Elisha said, verse 9, am I here? Should I move it? That Elisha said to Elisha, Elijah said to Elisha, ask. We're going to call this ask, and then I'm going to add a little more to that near the end. It says, ask, what may I do for you before I'm taken away from you? Now, if you understand the Middle East culture, when there was a minister, a prophet, a king, whoever was in succession, they knew they had access to whatever it was. David, he prepared for Solomon to build the kingdom, and he had billions of dollars sitting there, and then he handed over the plans, right? So Elisha is following Elijah, and everything Elijah did, Elisha is going to get to do. All these miracles, all these amazing things, that's why even Jesus' disciples, they knew, we're following this rabbi, and we're going to get to do the things this rabbi is doing. And nobody had ever seen the things Jesus had done. Do you understand this? Those guys, oh my, we get to do that. Do you understand that? It's powerful. We're supposed to do the works of Jesus. We're the disciples. You don't go to med school and then they're like, and then you train under the specialist. This is the brain surgeon. And we are doing the neuroplasty. We're breaking down the synopsis that break. No, if you study under that man, you want to take his techniques. I really want somebody's glasses. Can I borrow your glasses for a minute? We want to take his techniques and be. Yes, today I'm going a little bit difficult. The corpus, we're no longer doing it frontal lobotomy. That was a joke. I'm sorry. So. You know what I'm saying? And we're supposed to be doing the works that Jesus did. So Elisha is like, hey, you're getting ready to go. And this is what he says. Elijah says, ask, what may I do for you before I'm taken away from you? And Elisha said, please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. So Elisha is like, hey, I'm right here, buddy. I'm right here, boss man. I'm right here, big guy. And that's not how he treated him, okay? He said, I'm right here. And Elijah says, ask, what may I do for you? He goes, let a double portion. And watch what Elijah says. He said, you have asked a hard thing. You've asked for twice the anointing that's on me. And I think you break it down, you study it. He did twice as many miracles as Elijah did. And he said, you have asked a hard thing, nevertheless. But if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it will not be so. He's saying, if you see me when I'm going up the way I'm going up, you're going to get the double anointing. But if you don't see me, then you're not going to get it. So here he is, and we know if you study all this stuff, he goes first to Bethel, which is the house of God. All of these represent something. I'm not going to get into that right now. But here it is. You know that Elijah and Elisha are a type of Christ, a shadow, a type of Christ, and a type of the church. What is a type? And I looked it up just so that I can define it for you, because I'm really enjoying myself this morning. And so, hang on a second. Let me find this, my dictionary. I'm not checking my email or anything for right now. So this is a type. It says, a thing or person that represents perfectly or in the best way a class or category or model. So this is a relationship between Jesus, Elijah is the type or shadow, and the church, Elisha. So he's going, I want to do twice what you accomplished, right? Do you guys all agree with me? I'm not twisting doctrine here. So he's a type, this is a type and shadow of Jesus in the church. And so it says, it shall be done for you if you see me. And you know what he's basically saying? He's saying, if you keep your eyes on me all of the time, you've asked a very hard thing, a difficult thing, a challenging thing. I mean, I work with youth all over the world, literally. Youth today have a challenging time to walk with God. Sometimes the parents act like they walk with God, but then at home they do the thing that the world be doing. You know what I'm talking about? Anyone know what I'm talking about? I'm not trying to step on anybody. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hallelujah! What are we talking? Oh, hallelujah! Oh, Pastor, I love you so much! And then we get back to the house and we're like, oh, I can't believe what kind of glasses was she wearing today? And I'm making a joke, you know what I'm saying? I just can't believe she asked for money again. I was talking about money. Money, money, money. Really? Man, the government asked us for money. The gas station asked for money. Grocery store asked us for money. Movie theater asked us for money. Okay, woo, don't touch that one. Don't touch a money thing. Don't touch a money thing. I'm going to have a good time today. I'm just letting you know. And if you don't enjoy us together, I'm going to enjoy you at my expense. No, forgive me, Father. I was joking. Just joking. So here we go. Elijah is a type or a shadow of Christ. Elisha is a type of shadow of the church. So he says, listen, if you keep your eyes on me, if you see me when I take off, you're going to have the double anointing. But if you don't, and then we know what happens, right? He follows him. John chapter 15, verse 7. We're going to read this. And he says, if you abide in me, Jesus said, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. If you keep close to me, the beginning was the Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. If you keep close to me, you can have the hard, the challenging, the double anointing. You can have more than enough. If you hang close to me, right? You with me? Because I'm getting excited. I'm just laying this out right here. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 says, he said, I will see the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Listen, I want to see God. I want to see 100,000 youth. I want to see 500,000 youth, the Lord sweep across them the same way he does in youth camp. Because I've seen him move in the nation that ends in a Q. I'm not supposed to leave it on tape. I was in the stand where you can buy the Afghan rugs in December and January. You know what I'm saying? I've seen God move in youth camps in Germany. And the Germans, I've never seen it before, where we get done skiing with them, snowboarding, and you're supposed to be there at 12 noon at the eating place, whatever, the concession place. And they show up 15 minutes early and they're waiting for the guest speaker to show up so he can pray. I've never been in a youth camp in my life like that. 15 minutes early, they're, because we're German. Ja, das ist so. We are on time all the time, even the kids. But then when the power of God falls at night, and they're like, okay, it's movie time at 10 o'clock. You can go back, you can play games, you can do this. And all of a sudden the power of God sweeps in, and youth are sitting for 2 hours kneeling on concrete floor, worshiping God, no problem. I've seen God do that, but I want to see God do it on 500,000 Indian youth after they see some guy do a flip on a motorcycle and the Spirit of God sweep across and they start crying out. I will see it. I will. I've already seen so much. So verse 12, it says this. Actually, we'll just read verse 11 because it's powerful. It says, then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire. I mean, right there, you could do a whole sermon out of that. Then it happened as they continued on and talked. Kind of like our walk with Jesus, right? You're hanging out with Jesus. You're talking, hey, Jesus, how you doing? And then all of a sudden, what happens? It says, suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. We know his disciples saw in Acts chapter 1, they saw Jesus go up. Same exact kind of way. Not necessarily a chariot of fire, though it would have been nice, wouldn't it? You see like a cherry red Corvette, 67 Corvette with a 427. Could you see that, right? Woo! And the fire shooting out of it. It's a chariot of fire. That's what it says. Am I reading it a little bit? And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes. What's it mean when you take your clothes? Clothes make the man, right? All of us, whether we realize or not, we're like, yeah, what's up? You're a security guard, right? Corrections officer. Excuse moi, I didn't see the gun. Where the gun? See what I'm saying? Listen, he had to correct me on my description of his clothing. The clothes make the man. Elijah rips his clothes in half, throws it down, and then he picks up the mantle of the prophet. So he took his own ideas, and then he picks up the man who is following's ideas. Picture this, picture our lives. How many of us have our own life? How many's been following our own life and God's saying, it's time to drop your ideas and take my ideas? I don't care what anybody says, this is the greatest life now and in the world to come. I don't think we're really going to know till we get over to that side how amazing heaven really is. I don't think so. I think some of us are going to go, oh, I could have done so much more. You could have. But we have to hang, we have to stay close to him. So here it is. He picks it up, and then we know what happens. He says, he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where's the God, the Lord God of Elijah? And when he struck the water, it was divided. So same exact thing that Elijah had done, now Elisha's doing. But the story doesn't end right there. Because then you see all the exploits that Elisha did, twice as many, as my understanding is, as Elijah did. And now turn with me to 2 Kings 13. And this is where you might want to strap on your seatbelts, because this is when we're going to start having a little fun. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14. And Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Now, I try not to read too much into the word, because I was taught, keep it simple, saints. Keep it simple, saints. Keep it simple, saints. And so, but I think about this. Isn't it amazing that Elijah went out with a blaze of glory, and the representation of the church, Elisha, becomes sick with an illness that he's going to die? I mean, don't you think he could have, hey man, I want to go out like Jesus went out. And I want to be real careful with that. Because he's looking for a spotless bride. I'm going to go here. Listen, it's time to get rid of the junk. You with me? Some of us, okay, we got habits, we got baggage, we still go, oh yeah, I love Jesus so much. He's so awesome. When I was in Bible school, I would go out street witnessing with this one guy, Stephen. And we'd go to a restaurant after we were out witnessing. I said, let's sit in the smoking section because the people are closer to hell. They're already starting to smoke. It's not funny for everybody. I realize that. But if we can't get victory over small things in our lives, I'm talking about Elisha is getting ready to die from the sickness which he's going to die from. We should be able to have, how can we help somebody else if we can't overcome? All right, we're into that one. Hallelujah. Whoa, Brother Cliff, that's awesome. I love what you're saying. It's hurting my heart, but I love what you're saying. Glory to God, I'm in the right place this morning. And so Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face. Now I want you to picture this. Here's the dying prophet. And he says, oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and their horsemen. You know what he's doing right here? He's drawing on the gift of God that is in the prophet. He knows the story of Elijah and Elisha. And he knows he's getting ready to pass and he wants the blessing. And so he's drawing on the gift of the prophet. He's calling him, listen, Pastor D, there's a gift on the inside of her, a fivefold ministry gift, that if you overlook that, and say, well, it's just D. I've known D forever. I know D from the day, baby. You don't even want to know stories I know about D. And I'm not talking about me. I'm saying maybe some of you. And I'm not necessarily looking at anybody named Pam at all. Okay? You see what I'm saying? But there's a gift on the inside of her that God has put in her for you. And if you take it lightly, guess what? You're going to get D and not the gift inside of D. Because he has to use people to get the message out. Listen, I don't take it lightly standing up behind here. I proclaim things from the pulpit because I found out what I say here as unto the oracles of God, he caused to come to pass. So I'm very careful what I say behind here. Well, you're so religious. No, I'm not trying to be religious. I'm aware of this place and this office. And I'm very careful in here. I don't make jokes about things back here. Sometimes I make jokes, but I've even learned in my personal life to tighten it up more and more and more. Why? Because I want to see the Lord high and lifted up. I got nowhere else to go. I've seen way too much. I've snuck over the border. Turkey, Syria, the nation ends with a Q. I think the NSA probably listens to all of my phone calls now. And I know what it was like going over that border, and the Lord said, act like you've got it. Act like it's yours. Act like you know what you're doing. Nothing else. You with me? And then I snuck over the border. No visa, no nothing. And I'm like, oh, I got in. So he says, then Elisha becomes sick with the illness of which he died. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. Now watch this. I've underlined this because I'm going to go on farther, and I don't read too much into this, but it still strikes me as interesting. Verse 14 says, Elisha had become sick with the illness. Verse 15 said, and Elisha said to him, he's going to the king. You know what the king's saying? King's saying, hey, I'm here. I want the last blessing. And Elisha, figuratively, is saying, ask what should be done to you. And he says this, Elisha says to him, take a bow and some arrows. And he took himself a bow and some arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on it. And then I underlined again, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. And he said, open the east window. And he opened it. And Elisha, it says, said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for you must strike the Syrians at Aphek until you've destroyed them. Then he said, this is Elisha again, take the arrows. So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. And he struck three times and stopped. But watch what verse 19 says. I don't know what it says in your translation. And the man of God was angry with him. First, it's Elisha. But then, the calling on him. See what it says? He said, the man of God. All the rest of it says, Elisha, 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 Elisha. And then all of a sudden, the man of God. I think this is God saying, oh my gosh, you know the story. You know how this man fought to have double anointing. And you come and the man of God says, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria until you destroyed it. But now you strike Syria only three times. And Elisha died and they buried him. And the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. And so it was when they were burying a man, they spied a band of raiders. And they put the man in the tomb of Elisha, and there was so much anointing on Elisha's bones that when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. This guy got the double anointing. Even he was still doing miracles after he died. But I really believe, this is what I'm trying to relate to you right now this morning. I believe that the guy came to him, he knew the story. The king came to him and said, he said, my father, the chariots of God and the horsemen thereof. And he's crying his eyes out, I'm drawing on the gift. Bless me. And he goes, ask. He says, get your arrows, get your stuff, get your weapons that you know how to handle. And he goes, and with those weapons, and now he says, strike the ground. He didn't tell him any time. And he said, you should have gone farther. You should have asked bigger. You should have demanded of me at this death time. You should have demanded so much from me. You with me? Oh, come on. I'm getting excited. You should have said, give me it all, baby. I want it all. I don't just want a little bit of God. I want everything God will allow me to have. I saw in Nepal, I saw unlimited miracles. I saw blind eyes open. I saw deaf ears open. I saw twisted limbs grow out. Unlimited miracles. I've seen it. I've seen the things, but it doesn't happen every time. Then I say, oh, obviously it's not me. But I'll tell you this, when he says, okay, now, next project, I want 100,000. Where am I going to get the 60,000? Next project, I want 100,000. Where am I going to? I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to find it. Because I want it all. I want all that God's got for me. I want everything, everything, everything. I've already seen way too much. My daughter here is 10 years old. She's been, 29 countries now? She circled the globe from 7 to 9.5 months old, the time when I should have gotten more responsible and grown up and settled down and be a normal human being. I had my adventurous years. Then God sends us around. She went first class and business around the world. Somebody donated mileage for her. Man, if you even knew the rest of that story. She went around the world. I had only gone Singapore this way and Australia the other way. I'd never got that part around the world. But when she hit the part time when everyone said, okay, now it's time to become a responsible adult in life. Are you with me? I want more. I want it all. I want everything God has for me. I'm talking about up to the last second before I go home. If Jesus tarries, I don't believe he's going to. I believe we're closer than most people even understand. When you get around the world, you start seeing what's going on around the world. I was in Israel since January. I've been in the stand where you can buy the Afghan rugs, you know that place, and Kortrijk, Belgium, Paris. We were just in Europe for a month, in the south of France. I was in Israel, Dubai, Amman, Jordan, one trip. I was just in India and Dubai, and my goal is to get this next campaign launched, so I probably might have to pop in there a couple days just to see how things are going. And that's just, not all of those are meetings. Some of those are just connecting and taking the step. How's he do it? Listen, my asker is not a small asker. I wasn't raised this way. Somehow I got a hold of him here. So I'm going to tell you the last of the story. Wow, we've ripped through this. That man of God, he could have had more. When the king went there, he could have grabbed more from the man of God. He could have struck it 5 or 6 times, double, triple what Elisha had done. And I love how it says the man of God got angry. The calling on the inside was saying, you could have had a whole lot more. He was getting big advice on the advice of a big asker. Now hold on real quick. 1 Kings. This is where Elisha goes to find his 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19. And Elisha's going to find his successor. This is the start. And he departed from there, verse 19, and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat,
who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. I mean, right there, he's going, one day, you're going to have my mantle. Now, I do this with youth all the time. We're in farm country out here, aren't we? And we are rural, okay? People plow out here. But I bring this to people's mind. Now, here we go. I want you to come up here. This is one yoke of oxen. I'm not calling your kids anything, okay? I want the one yoke of oxen right here, okay? There's one yoke, okay? Just stand right here like a yoke. And then I want number two yoke. Here's number two yoke right here. Come here. Actually, I probably should have, I'm going to trade you to the back here, right here. And then you're going to go the farther back here. And then can I get you two come up here, please? This is number three yoke. I got a point on this one, okay? So you're going to be my, you're going to be my lead yoke right here. You're my lead yoke. He's right. Now you're back here. You realize where I'm at right here, right? Come here. Oh, here we go. There we go. Three. Okay, there's three. This is three yoke, right? Stand side by side. Three yoke. Can I get a fourth yoke right here, right here? This is four yoke of oxen. Back in the back, back there. Okay, I need you up here and with Tori. This is five yoke of oxen. Are you picturing this man? This king was getting advice from a big asker on asking big. Okay, now I'm going to need a couple more up here. Can I get you two right there? These two guys right here? These two, that's one, two, three, four, five. This is only six yoke of oxen. How many of you have ever plowed a field here? Anybody? Nobody? A couple people plowed a field. Do you, listen, just double this. This is 12 yoke of oxen. He's plowing his backyard, and no crudeness or anything here, but now it says, and he, move up, you can take this, okay? Okay, get ready, brace yourself for me, okay? Brace yourself. He says he was with, come on, catch me. He was with the 12. This guy, he's not in the back on the thing there. He's riding. He's got 12, 24 ox. And he's like, come on, baby, come on. Okay, you can let me down. Okay, you guys can sit down. Are you picturing this? You got this? You got this? He's got 24 animals. He's got 24 animals, and he's not in the back on, I'm a lead from behind over here. He's on the front of it, riding it like a cowboy in the Middle East. This was a big asker. This was an overboard guy. You wonder why Elisha comes through and goes, hey, that's my man right there. Right? You wonder why? You wonder why he did it? This guy, he had a huge goal in life. He was a crazy person. 100,000 ass, nothing. Wait till you see a million gathered together. Are you with me? Here's Elisha. I want double the anointing. Elisha says, that's a hard thing. But if you keep your eyes on me, if you stick close to me, if you don't let me out of your sight, it will be so. But if you miss it, it's not going to be so. You might make it to heaven. What were you created for? What burns on the inside of you? I tell you, that's why we wrote that book. What burns on the inside of you? I heard. You were homecoming queen, right? Or homecoming king, right? Homecoming king, right? That was you, right? Come on, how awesome is it that YCF has the homecoming king on the second row? That's not normal for today. It's not. Is this hitting you like it's hitting me? I'm telling you, it is time for us to ask and ask big on the advice of a big asker, a guy riding out, starting out with 24 ox in front, and he's riding on the front of that. And then he goes, and the first thing he does, I want double what you got, and I'll stick with it. And then at the end of his life, he's advising a king, ask big. And then the anointing is so strong on that man that after he's died, he does another miracle. Everyone close your eyes real quick. You might have come here this morning, and I never like to presume that everybody's born again. We mostly operate in the gift of evangelist. I just watched 100, everyone's eyes are closed. I watched 100, approximately 110 young people come to the Lord in Live Oak, Florida about a month ago. 250 youth. I wanted 400 there. We only got 250, but 110 youth came to the Lord in 3 days. Over 104 on that night, half the football team came to Jesus. I'm telling you, the coach said the next morning, he said in whatever many years, 20 years, he's never seen a night like that. But I believe this is a drop in the bucket. There are billions of people dying and going to hell. I want to get to as many as I possibly can and just say, Lord, it's yours. I'm just the oxen. You're riding the oxen. That's all I could say. But if there's a chance, someone here this morning, you've never given your heart to the Lord, you can't pay the price for your sin. So Jesus came down from heaven, only begotten of the Father, hung on a tree, because the Bible says cursed is every man that hangs on a tree, became a curse for us. So when we receive the price he paid for us, he stands in our stead. And all God sees is his blood. If that's you this morning, you say, I never have given my heart to Jesus, quickly raise up your hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody? Anybody? Okay, I believe we've all come to the Lord. Father, if there's someone here that hasn't, I pray that you would shake them, rattle them. They go home, they can't eat or sleep or drink until they call one of their friends who know you and say, I got to get Jesus in my heart. Then the second thing, and this is really why I think we're here. You say, you know what, I have a dream, and I've kind of dropped that dream. But you fired that dream up again. While I was in worship here in this morning, and where's our singer dude? Where's the singer dude? Where's Jason? Jason, dude, you got a voice, bro. I like your voice. Listen, you guys, keep practicing. You guys howl. And I heard you open it. I said, whoa, he's got some pipes, baby. Keep the dream, seriously. So while I was here and he was worshiping, God reminded me, okay, it's time to pick up. We just moved back to California. Time to get the Bible study up and running. While I'm sitting here and serving, wait, but Lord, I'm coming with the message. No, we're a team. Everyone's eyes, your eyes are closed still. And you say this. You say, you know what? I got a glimpse of that dream again. And I'm ready to ask big. I was singing this last night when I was praying. I was like, you know what? I mean, why don't we just ask for our county? Why don't we just ask for our state? And I thought, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Pastor Jack did that. He got a plane. He had a Pennsylvania Ministers Association. He flew all over. He had that. This is part of us. This is a dreamer house right here. But if you say this, you say, it's time I pick up my dream. It might be one of you. It might be 10 of you. I want to hook up my faith with you. If that's you, quickly raise up your hand. Anybody? I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Okay, I'm going to ask you to be bold. I see that hand. If you're that person, I want you to get up here real quick. Real quick, I'm going to pray for you. Listen, he said you got to get close. So I want you to get close. I'm telling you, this is not an accident. I don't know if it came out like I wanted it to come out, but this is not an accident that we are here. The timing from the Lord was powerful. Powerful. And I'll tell you this, my dreams are getting bigger and bigger, and I'm sure the Lord's saying to Cliff, you could think a little bit bigger. I'm like, I think if I think bigger, my brains are going to ooze out of my ears. I'm joking. Lord, I'm joking. I know when I stand here, I have to be careful, but I'm joking. Gosh, I'm telling you, Spirit of God, he is here right now. And it is not time to drop our dreams. When we get to heaven, there's no more believing. Do you understand that? The believing only gets to happen down here on earth because we have to believe the things we don't see to get the things we want to see down here. When we get there, we're going to have everything. This is it. This is the last hurrah. And I'm telling you, I'm going in with guns blazing. Can I say that in church? I know I can't say that in airports or on airplanes or some of these countries I go to, but I want to go in with everything loaded and firing, and I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's all I want to hear. The rest, it's all the frosting on the cake. But that's all I want to hear. I still have, sometimes I'm worshiping. Just stay here for a second. Listen, keep your eyes closed. Let God spark that dream in the inside. Okay, this is your first step. This is your first step. There's times where the number that I have in my heart that I'm believing God for souls, I'm just starting to see it. It's not time to go yet, Daddy. And this is what I keep seeing. I have this picture of me. Sometimes it'll happen in service. And I'll be bowing before my king with crowns and robe on me. And I'm just casting them before him. And behind, there's millions and billions of souls. And I just said, Lord, I'm just the unprofitable servant. I just came in from the field and I'm just serving you. But you said, do it. And I was crazy enough, insane enough, smart enough, brilliant enough, handsome enough. I'm joking. I just said, I'm doing it, God. Listen, friends of God's right here, right now. Here, right now. Glory to God. Everyone, stretch out your hands. If you're just a part of this, can I just get somebody just in case? Can I just get an usher just in case? An usher just in case? Glory to God. I'm telling you, listen, he's igniting big dreams. And I'm telling you, he said, let him speak as unto the oracles of God. I am very curious. I've heard Dr. David Youngie Cho say this. He started to find out what he spoke behind the pulpit came to pass. And guess what started happening? He started speaking behind the pulpit. Man, I call it 100 souls next weekend. Might not happen tomorrow. Might happen 6 months from now. But God starts giving you ideas because we're standing in the place of him. You with me? I'm telling you, Spirit of God, he's here right now. He is here right now. Father, we are asking big right now. We are asking on the advice of a big asker. Lord, when I do an altar call for salvation, I expect souls to get saved. When we're doing evangelistic meeting, when you have me preach, I'm talking to the Lord right now, when you have me preach on healing, I expect, not because of me, because of him, healings to come to pass. When you have me preach on asking big, I expect big dreams to be birthed. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I hope it doesn't sound gross. I can see while we're right here, there's a couple babies coming out right now. I'm talking about our dream. And they've been sitting there waiting. Glory to God. Lift your hands all the way to the Lord. Top of her head, soles of her feet. Father, she's asking big. So God, give it to her big. Take her to the next place, the next level. She said, yes, Lord. She said, yes, Lord. Take her, Father. Take her, Father. There he is right there. Take her, Father. Big, big, big dreams, Lord. Big dreams. Big dreams. Big dreams. Big dreams. Big dreams. Nothing, nothing but the best. That's him right there. That's it. I'm telling you, he's reviving your dream. He's reviving your dream. And be bold. Come to Daddy God and say, give me it all, Lord. Give me it all, Lord. Give me it all, Lord. I will not back down unless I have it all. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, he is here right now. The Holy Spirit is igniting, birthing, changing. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Never, never, never the same. 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 Big, big, big dreams for a big, big, big God. How much more, Matthew 7:11 says, how much more will he give us all good things that we ask? Father, she's saying big. She said, I want it, Lord. I want it. I want it all, Lord. I want it all, Lord. I want it all. And I'm not going to be satisfied until I get everything you plan from day number one, Father. Day number one. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. He was the first guy up here, right here. Father, he wants it all. All, all, all. We want it all. We want it all, God. We want it all. Come on, he's come farther than anybody said he was going to come. He's gone beyond. Let's go farther, Lord. Let's go farther. Let's grab 12 yoke of oxen and ride it on the front. And that's just the start. Start. She says yes. She says yes. I want it all. I want it all.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. Father, for Nevin. Father, he wants it all. He wants it all. He wants it all. Glory to God. God, give her everything. 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 Fireball. People come watch her burn. People come watch her burn. Shaken nation. What? Nation? Yeah, nations. She wants it all. From the beginning of time, this was your plan. It's a glorious plan. It's a glorious plan. Glory to God. She says all. She wants it all. She already got the book to start it. She wants it all. Top of her head. Soles of her feet, Father. She wants it all, Lord. Give it to her all. He wants it all, Lord. He says, yep, 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 yep. I'll take it all, Lord. Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, that this is not just another day. Here, brother, here. Come here. Lift your hands and surrender. Top his head, soul's feet. He wants it all, God. He wants it all. Yeah, all. There he is right there. There's the Spirit of God right there. He wants it all, God. Every person here, God, I thank you. Lord, I see great things for YFC. Great things. He wants it all. He's not giving up. He wants it all. Listen, that's all our God's about. He wants it all. Hinds Feet in High Places. You ever read that book? Hinds Feet in High Places? Huh? Get that book. Hinds Feet in High Places. This is about not giving up. Everyone says it's impossible. Man, there's only one thing that's impossible. And that's that we cannot please God without our faith. You know that? That's the only thing that's impossible. We can't please him unless we use our faith. Father, top of his head, soul's feet, he says, I want it all. So Lord, I'm in agreement. You're going to give him it all. You are an awesome God. You are an awesome God. Father, I thank you so much for YFC. I thank you, Lord. Your YCF. Sorry, hey. I got it. Father, I thank you so much. Okay, real quick. Anybody need healing in your body? I know we're stretching our faith. Father, anybody you need healing, come up here real quickly. We mostly operate the gift of evangelists. Father, I thank you. Top of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you, Lord. Listen, Daddy, I've already seen you do way too much. I don't stop praying. You're the healer. I'm just the prayer. Father, I thank you. Top of his head, soles of his feet. He's asking for it all. There's another church we go to in Michigan. We've prayed multiple times for a man, and he started getting feeling back in his feet. He started getting feeling back, and he can move a little bit. Listen, if I told you how many years I've been pursuing God, and I thought the things I've just starting to see, I should have gave up a long time ago. I'm not giving up. Top of his head, soles his feet. Thank you, Lord, for your healing anointing, causing and effecting a cure in Jesus' name. Listen, Spirit of God, he's here right now. He's here right now. We just need to step up, just say, and then catch her something. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, the reason why I do this, we mostly operate in the gift of an evangelist, okay? Gift of evangelist, gifts of healing, working in miracles, operating in our life. I'm not the boss. Oral Roberts helped set me free. He said, Lord, how come some people don't get healed? He said, you don't know the hearts of men. Your job is to pray for people. My job is to heal people. We don't give up. We don't give up. I have issues with my body from time to time. Guess what? I get the opportunity to believe God. Amen? What are we praying for? Your lungs. Okay. Pastor D, can you come up? I just want you to lay your hand on her lungs. Everything decently in order. Okay? Listen, the healing anointing is here right now. Father, top of her head, soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord. There it is right there. That's the power of God right there. That's glory to God. What are we praying for? Bible says this, every name that's named shall bow at the name of Jesus. So arthritis, he has to go. He has to go. Top of his head, soles of his feet. Thank you, Father, for the healing anointing, causing and effecting a cure in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Man, God just really touched her right there. I felt when I'm telling you this because what happens is the water table rises when someone gets radically touched, and then everyone else starts to go, wait, let me turn my expector on. When Pastor D laid hands on her here, and I put my hand here, I felt it. I'm just the water guy. I'm just the water boy, and the water goes through. You guys okay for a second?
We are in Wailuku, Maui. And I prayed for two people at the end of a regular service, not on healing. I said, it's a right knee, it's a left knee. It's a right knee, it looked like I was confused. And a lady came up and said, I'm the right knee. I prayed for her, put my hand on her knee. She felt the power of God. She sensed the power of God go into her knee. I said, now do something. She went like this. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm healed. This other guy jumps up and goes, I'm the left knee. It's awesome how that happens. And so then it made me look better too, because it looked like I was confused. So I said, did you sense the power of God? He said, yes, I sense it. I said, any change? He said, nope, nothing. I said, well, we go to the doctor's office and the doctor puts that serum into our gluteus maximus. We have no idea what he's doing. But we walk out of there and say, my healing began because Dr. So-and-so took care of that. I said, so this is what we do. I said, when Dr. Jesus touches us, we start thanking Dr. Jesus that his power went into us and the healing has begun. That night, I had a dream in Makuau. You know where Makuau is? And in the dream in Makuau in Maui, I had a dream that I was at Sushi Go Hana Highway. You know what I'm talking about? Kahumanu Shopping Center. You know when you're coming up Hana Highway and you pass Wailuku right here, then there's a Kahumanu Shopping Center. And I'm going up the escalator at the Kahumanu Shopping Center. And the Sushi Go is not there anymore. But there was a Sushi Go right here in the dream. And in the dream, I saw the Lakers playing basketball game. It's okay, I'm from LA. I can like the Lakers. So I go in. I just thought that was funny. I woke up, maybe it was a pizza, who knows. The next day, we're at the Kahumanu Shopping Center on Hana Highway. You know what I'm talking about? You pass Wailuku right there. And then we're going up the escalator, and I'm with Andy and Greg, son, father and son. And I'm going up the escalator, and I'm exactly like the dream. And I turn, and Sushi Go, there's the basketball game on. Lakers are playing. And I go like this. I go, we're going. They're like, what are you doing? I go, well, I just got to do this. And we go in. Kobe shoots the last shot. And we're like, hey, I'm drinking a Coke. So everyone could see I'm drinking a Coke. And as we're getting ready to leave, this guy comes up to me from the restaurant, Sushi Go, and says, Cliff, do you remember me? I said, no. He said, I was the left knee. He said, I'm a postman. I took your advice. I started thanking Dr. Jesus for touching my body at 12:20 on that Sunday morning service. And he said, Monday, I went to step off my postal truck on my left knee, and it was healed. Now, the only reason I believe the Lord did that is so that I would tell that story of how Dr. Jesus, one lady got healed immediately, the other person started thanking Jesus for the anointing going into their life. Listen, I do it in my body. When I'm having issues, I pray for myself because I know the gift of evangelist operates on the inside of us. So I do the same thing to me, and then you know what happens? I don't see an immediate change. I start thanking Dr. Jesus that his anointing went into my body. Are you with me? Amen? This is what we're doing. What are we praying for? Okay. Lift your hands. Pastor D, can I get you up here? Yeah. We like to do everything decently in order. Can you just put your hand on her belly right there, top of her head, soles of her feet. Thank you, Father, that you said every name shall bow at the name of Jesus. So we just speak to blood clots. Blood clots. We just thank you. Glory to God. What do we believe for? Glory to God. Come here. Step forward a little bit. Step forward a little bit. Hallelujah. Listen, he's Lord of that. He's Lord of that. Father, I just thank you. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something unusual. I'm going to lay one hand on here. The Spirit of God's on you right now. Put one hand on your back, okay? Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We just speak to that in Jesus' name. We thank you for the healing anointing causing and effecting a cure in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Listen, Dr. Jesus is touching our bodies right now. Thank you, Dr. Jesus, at 11:58, you touch my body on Sunday the 16th, right? It's the 16th or is it the 17th? What day is it? What are we agreeing for? Okay. You sense the presence of God, don't you? Yeah, he's here right now. Close your eyes. Okay, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Don't lift your arm too much. Father, no, lift your, put him how you had him. Father, top of his head, soles his feet. Thank you, Father, for the healing anointing. There he is right there. That's it right there. Causing and effecting a cure. Wow. Glory to God. Wow. What are we praying for? Okay. The first thing God healed me of was at that same church in Wailuku, and I didn't know much about healing. And this big man, a Portuguese Hawaiian man, got up 6'6", And he called people up for prayer, and I didn't go up. And then afterwards, he said, some of you didn't come up for prayer, but if you'll stand up, the Lord says he'll heal you. It was the first time I ever saw that. And he held his hand up. I remember 6'6", big Portuguese Hawaiian guy. And when I stood up, my back went pop, 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 pop. Two things we had see the most happen is knees and backs getting healed. But I've had knees and backs healed. So what I'm going to have to do is lift your hands. I'm going to put my hands on your back. And then we got somebody here. You're here? Okay. All right. Listen, the healing anointing's here right now. Top of his head, soul's feet. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Yes. Pastor D, can I get your assistance? Okay. Most things we've seen, backs and knees healed, except for Nepal, I saw everything. Unlimited. So I'm going to have you just lay your hands on her knee. Glory to God. He's awesome. We're just adding our faith to yours, okay? Lift your hands. Top of our heads, soles of feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the healing anointing, causing and effecting the cure. There he is right there. Father, thank you. The healing anointing, causing and effecting a cure in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Okay, one last. I'm praying for you, right? What are we praying for? Okay, you guess your name? You sure? Okay, I'm not the doctor. I'm just the guy who does what it says in Mark chapter 16. I just lay hands on sick and then they get to recover. Kind of awesome, huh? Okay, lay your hands up. Lift your hands, Lord. Father, top of his head, soul is free. Thank you, Father, for the healing anointing, causing and effecting a cure. It's right there. There's the power of God right there. Causing and effecting a cure in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm just top of his head, soles of his feet in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to ask you real quick. Anybody immediately sense a change? Anybody? Come here, real quick. You did. Amen. He already sensed a change when he said, yes.
I was real shaky and everything, but I got solid, if that makes any sense. I felt stronger. Yeah. And that's what it was, the strength that's come back in my body. I feel that.
Amen. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, wait.
That was Burl. Amen. We're breathing. Amen.
I sensed the minute I laid my hands on Pastor D, I sensed something go in. And that was nice, huh? You know what they say? And I heard Jesse DePlantis say this. He says, I'm a healthy man. He says, because I'm laying hands on the sick all the time. And he says, the healing power is going through me. And you can ask my daughter. Oh, she's right there. You can ask her. Daddy, he's a healthy guy. And I pushed myself pretty hard. Amen. Are we done? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Let's give glory to the Lord. Let's just give praise to Him. Father, to you be all the glory. It's you.
Yes, Lord.
It's you. We give praise and glory to the Father, for the Son, for the Holy Spirit, for your workings, for your gifts, for your incredible love here today. We give praise. We shout.
Thank you, Lord.
We're thankful. We're thank you, Father. We're
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word. We're thank you for the encouragement. Some of you was a kick in the, you know what? We thank you for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I have my ushers come?